Hi, Rach here of Don't 4X. Episode 9 is coming along, but it's going to take a while. So we thought that we would take this programme that we recorded off the BBC here in Britain and show it to you Americans. It's very interesting and very relevant to the kind of things we do here. So here it is.
Now on the BBC World Service, we have Tony Robinson tackles games.
Hello there, everybody. I'm Tony Robinson. I used to be funny on Blackadder, but now I'm really boring, and now I'm talking about games. First of all, what is a game? Well, the Oxford Dictionary defines a game as a competitive sport or act that has rules and regulations involved. So for example, football is a game, tennis is a game, Uncharted 2 Online is a game. Offline it's crap though. I am going to meet some of the pioneers in this industry, starting with Mark Johnson, the inventor of Sticky Stick Stick. Here I am in the birthplace of the game Sticky Stick Stick, and with me is Mark. First of all, what is Sticky Stick Stick? It's a game where you have two players standing next to each other holding sticks, and you throw the sticks on the ground, and the person with the most perpendicular stick wins. So Mark, what made you come up with the idea for Sticky Stick Stick?
Well, I was working for the Mattel Corporation at the time, and they wanted a game that was so absolutely abysmal and horrible that all their other toys and games would be considered great in contrast.
Oh, I see. You're the joke guy. You're the guy that they got to make some rubbish, so everything else was great. I see. So you're kind of rubbish then.
Well, I don't think so. I think my contributions to the Mattel Corporation have been very worthwhile, and apart from it being rubbish, it's actually very, very good.
Aye, all right then. Is that what you tell yourself every night when you're crying yourself into sleep? Ken's on, pal. I used to play that game every day when I was a bairn. It's what got me through those long, hard days. And you try to tell me that was all a lie?
Well, sorry to say, but yes.
You swine, you! I'm going to break your bloody neck! I hate your guts!
And I don't think someone as small as you should be talking down to someone as big as me. I am Mattel's resident muscle man.
Come on, pal, I think your bark's worse than your bite. I think all the muscles are off for showing you're not ready to go, pal. Oh, that was relatively sad. Now, we're going to talk to Peter Molyneux, head of Lionhead Studios. Hello there, Peter Molyneux. How are you today?
Rosie, can you come in here for a second? Look at that. Is that Action Man talking to me?
That's not an Action Man. That's Tony Robinson.
Oh, Tony Robinson. Wasn't he one of the Monty Python crew?
Yeah, probably.
Who let this python in? Get it out. Could you please get rid of the python, please? I don't like pythons. Ever since that fateful time when my arm changed into a python for the whole day. It bit my face 5 times. That was the moment I vowed I'd never have a snake in my office ever again.
No, I was in Blackadder.
An adder? No, get it out. Both of my legs became adders that very same day. I hate adders as much as pythons. Doubly so.
No. I'm not a snake. I'm just a really small person.
A really small person? No. Please leave. I'm scared of small people as well. My other arm turned into a small person that day. Ever since then, I've had a rational fear that all my limbs would somehow change into small people and start talking to me, asking for food and sustenance like children, like living people warts. And I'd never be able to help them because I don't have hands.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you a simple question.
Oh. Okay, just one question, then you must leave.
I was just wondering where you came up with the name Lionhead.
Well, that very day when my arm turned into a python and my other arm turned into a small person and both of my legs became black adders, my head became a lion.
Oh, right. So that's where the name comes from. Okay, Peter, I'll see you later, eh?
Thanks for the time. Bye. By the way, beware of the orange-covered octopus.
Hmm.
be wearing the orange covered octopus. You bloody psycho. Tune in next time when I head out to America to find out how much their psychos as well. Here's a wee preview.
So, I hear you guys like soccer, is that right? Yeah.
No, we like football just as much as the next American. Not so much me though, because I remember back when I was on a football pitch, people mistook me for a football, and they took me and they scored several goals with me. And then they left me in their locker for 4 days where I had to survive by eating the crumbs of their crunchies. I don't blame them though. I am as small as a football and I shouldn't have been on the pitch.
Do you dare?
I dare.
Do you dare?
I dare.
Do you dare?
No. No, I don't.
He doesn't dare.
Kill him! Dare. Coming to the BBC soon. The game show where people are either brave or dead.
Die, you chicken.
In half an hour on the BBC World Service, we've got Dad's Your Uncle, but now, flash for cash.
Ah, sorry. Wrong tape.
Down to 4X is lucky to be on the Retroids Podcast Network.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for not kicking us off yet.